More people are aware of health risks from exposure to the toxic compounds known as PFAS, especially through drinking water. But there are other ways we can be exposed, including through commonly used household items. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports manufacturers have stopped using many of these chemicals, but advocates say consumers should still be aware.
Popcorn bags, pizza boxes, and water-repellent products like rain gear. These are just some items that might still contain certain PFAS compounds.
Just by looking at it, you may not be able to completely tell just by eye. But generally, if it is a non-stick type product, it may contain a chemical that is used to create that. Whether it contains PFOS or PFOA, or whether it contains some of the newer versions, can be difficult to sort out.
That's Dr. Richard Hamilton, Chair of Emergency Medicine at Drexel University College of Medicine. He says the good news is that the kinds of PFAS that are most troubling to people's health are largely being phased out. We should be more concerned with PFAS contamination in drinking water, he says. But people can avoid exposure by looking for products labeled PFAS-free and by avoiding non-stick and oil or water-resistant products. Some companies also are labeling products that contain the compounds. Vicky Prettyman of CERCAP, a group that helps people get access to clean water, says she even pops her own popcorn because microwave popcorn packages contain PFAS.
As a consumer, you just go, wow, I'm exposed in one way, shape, or form, and it gets overwhelming. We should now be more conscious of that nowadays because we're just finding out more and more of what's going to hurt us. But then we shouldn't be living in fear either.
Fast food chains like McDonald's and grocery stores like Whole Foods have promised to reduce or eliminate PFAS food packaging. Though makers of outdoor gear have been slower to phase out PFAS, efforts are underway. Patagonia, for instance, says 85% of its garments will be PFAS-free by the end of 2022. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.